This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not just a tweet. This time, President Trump releases a video on Twitter where he discusses several issues, including the murder of a 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. The president saying that murder shows the need for stricter immigration laws.
We need the wall. We need our immigration laws changed. We need our border laws changed. We need Republicans to do it because the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant suspects charged with first-degree murder. Tibbetts had gone missing in Brooklyn, Iowa over a month ago. Her body was found on Tuesday. Police in Paris now say an attacker with a knife killed two people and wounded one before he was shot and killed by police. ISIS says it's behind the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
On Tuesday, President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, pleaded guilty to 8 felonies. In an exclusive interview airing on Fox and Friends this morning, the president was asked to comment on his relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if there's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do big deals, did small deals. Not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. I understood Michael Cohen very well. Turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly. But he was somebody that was probably with me for about 10 years. And I would see him sometimes.
They're preparing for the worst in Hawaii. Hurricane Lane is headed for the Big Island as a Category 4 storm with winds of over 145 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An attack on the Democratic National Committee voter database wasn't successful, as hackers did reportedly create a fake login page for the party's voter registration website, hoping to trick people into giving up their login information. The FBI, though, has since been notified of the attack and says nobody's information's at risk. Forbes magazine releases its list of the highest paid actors in Hollywood in 2018. George Clooney tops it, Dwayne The Rock Johnson coming in at number 2. One of the most popular TV shows of the last decade officially preparing for its curtain call.
No, that's not fair!
Producers at Warner Brothers TV announcing that the Big Bang Theory's previously announced 12th season is going to be its final season.
What do you want me to do? Smile.
The show will conclude next May with a 279-episode run, which will make it the longest-running multi-camera series in TV history. The final season will premiere on Monday, September 24th on CBS, and then it will settle into its permanent time slot for the final season, which will be Thursdays at 8 p.m.
Initial here to acknowledge that you've returned your key.
They say season 11 averaged a 2.7 rating, adults 18 to 49, and 14 million viewers an episode. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,
non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing your part of your day. Patrick Wood joins us now, author, lecturer, who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, both volumes, 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great, Bill. Thanks.
Well, let's give the folks an update here. Big tech is, boy, there's just no restraint on big tech anymore, is there?
Well, you know, there isn't. We're being cooked, obviously. Nobody really saw this coming, except maybe you and I. We talked about this for a long time. Yeah. There was going to come a day when big tech figured that they had enough power to slam the trap shut on us, and they have. And what stuns me, just with the accuracy of what we've been talking about, what stuns me, Bill, is that they are acting in unison with each other. It's collusion. This isn't just an isolated incident of, you know, Twitter doing something stupid or Facebook doing something stupid. These companies are acting in concert with each other to completely eradicate the conservative voice in America. This is stunning, stunning.
Yeah.
We're at war, literally. They have declared war on at least half of the population of America.
And you got to know, as we get closer to the midterms, it's only going to increase and become even that more obvious, is it not?
It will, and you can see the pressure building, and it's spreading to other corporate giants as well. Credit card companies are now cutting off the fundraising tools that conservatives have, you know, like using MasterCard or Visa or Stripe or whatever to get donations and to sell products and stuff like that that they do on websites that people do. You have big banks in a separate incident now cutting off funding, for instance, for companies that deal in the firearms business. This is like, what? It's getting worse. It's spreading. You can see the collusion, and the pressure is just getting intense. And people are still thinking, oh, we're going to get out of this. Yeah, something's going to happen. You know, Trump is going to stand up and do something. It's like, yeah, right. You've got companies collectively that represent trillions of dollars of economic power. And you think anybody's going to stand up and tell them what to do just because? No, not going to happen that way. So
no,
we have big trouble.
And we can't even rely on the Constitution anymore to come to our defense. The only way that that's going to happen is we, the people, you need to activate and unite ourselves and realize that what these elites have been doing for a long time is turning the operational business structure of our government upside down. I mean, our founding fathers designed it in such a way that pyramid was on its, pyramids tip upside down to where at the very top were we the people. And the elites have managed to turn that upside down again to look like a traditional triangle with the elites at the top. And they're very happy to be there. And that's why they're so upset about one Donald Trump, who is doing everything he can to, in a sense, right the triangle again.
Well, they're certainly using the opportunity to assert their hegemony over the rest of us.
Exactly.
And it's, you know, this is not really a violation of the First Amendment per se, because they're private corporations. You know, they're not the government. The First Amendment deals with the government making a law against free speech. And the government hasn't made a law to prevent free speech necessarily. So what we have here is we have the right to speak and to confront these ideas in a marketplace, if you will, the mental marketplace of ideas in our country. We have the right to speak up. We have the right to tell them no, and whatever reason we have to disagree with them, to get it out in the public for public debate, we have that right. That's what the First Amendment does for us. It gives us that right to go into the marketplace of ideas and share our thoughts. The problem is, Bill, nobody's doing it. They're
That's
just
right.
letting these people get away with murder. They're complaining mm-hmm. to the government. There ought to be a law, you know, all this kind of stuff. You know, why doesn't the government step in? Why doesn't Trump step in? It's like, look, guys, this has nothing to do with the federal government.
Mm-hmm.
This is a free speech issue for sure, but it has to do with us. We're the ones who need to go out and start sounding off.
Exactly.
And, you know, in our communities, in our counties, in our states, and so on. And root this stuff out from the bottom up.
Well, Facebook has been impacted, but they've been impacted at a different level because the market says, whoa, things are getting precarious here, to your point. If the people wake up and start doing something about it and leverage their power, then Facebook's going to be in a lot of trouble. And just at the mere suggestion, what they lost, over 20% of their value in hours. And so it would tend to indicate, at least the way I would look at it, Patrick, is that all these entities, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Google, they're all vulnerable. But to your point, if we're not going to respond and we're just going to be the effect of their unilateral decisions, boy, are we giving up a whole lot in the process here?
We should not be. That's right. We should not be doing that. These people have the upper hand right now. They have the power. They have the money. And most importantly, they have the data. You know, data is power today.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, these people are just using that data to overpower us. And if we do nothing, the outcome is certain. At this point, it absolutely is certain.
Well, we saw a little bit of this take place with the IRS. I maintain, Patrick, that the IRS probably affected at least 6 voting cycles with
yes.
you know, the previous administration and what they did with conservative groups and how they slow walked, you know, their tax exemption process. They stifled these people. A lot of people who were activated to do something about their government. I mean, it was squelched, and I'm sure some of them just said, you know what, it's not worth the battle anymore. I've been audited unfairly, repeatedly. I've had to deal with more stuff because the IRS was weaponized. The Obama administration did this clearly. This wasn't just done by, you know, the heads of the IRS, who we continue to pay for them to live happily ever after in a glorious retirement after they've, you know, messed up our system and tormented so many of its citizens. So we were a bit preconditioned there. And now here we are. It's back again and gotten worse, not from the IRS, but now from big tech.
Well, that's right. And what the IRS did, of course, was cut off the funding, again, kind of like what Visa, MasterCard, and some of the big banks are doing right now, is cut off the funding so you can't do anything.
Right.
When a 501c3 is denied to a nonprofit organization, they can't raise money, Bill. You can get $5 contributions from people who don't care about 501c3, but you will never get a nickel from another 501c3 organization because they can't pass money to non-501c3 organizations.
Exactly.
Just, your whole thing of funding is just gone. And you know, this is what the banks are trying to do now as well. They're trying to cut off the funding. So we're getting it from both sides. We're getting it from, hey, we'll just shut down your Facebook or your Twitter account or whatever, or we'll put you on the fifth, you know, page 5 or something so nobody ever sees mm-hmm. you. And at the same time, we'll cut off your funding from underneath. and they put us in a squeeze play, and all of a sudden, boop, people are gone. Where'd they go?
Exactly.
Well, they just disappear.
They just gave up. And Patrick, you know, I find it, you know, so ironic that here we are, you know, so much of our conversation today is about Russian meddling into our democratic process. And look what's happening domestically. If this isn't, you know, election meddling on a higher tech level, I don't know what is.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurt, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that
Freshman America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Patrick Wood is still with us, thank God. Author, lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the 70s. He remains a leading expert on the elitist trilateral commission. And we're talking about this war in our culture that has taken place and how big tech is moving in. Patrick, before the break, you were talking about, Face ID and what is evolving here.
Well, gosh, you know, the subject of neuropolitics is just coming up. This is not Russian meddling. These are people within our own political organizations, Democrat, Republican, whoever has the money to afford it, who are using technology to hack the brains of voters to find out how they can be manipulated into doing what they want it to do. Now, while everybody's stressing over Russia, oh, my gosh, you know, Russia's doing all these bad things, and they probably are, but who cares? But the bottom line is we're being attacked from within in a way that's far more serious than anything Russia could ever do to us from thousands of miles away. It's right. Like, this is just stunning. And these people are doing this with impunity. If nobody ever reads one article this month, this article, Neuropolitics, Consultants Who Secretly Hack Voters' Brains, this is a must-read article. And let me also point out, Bill, this article is not from some conspiracy theory, nutcake, publication. This is from the MIT Technology Review.
Yes.
MIT. It's like, yeah. Come on, guys. They're saying it. They're telling us what they're doing. It's like, wake up.
Exactly. Well, here it is. So, if not, as you said, when we first started our conversation, Patrick, we're in that hot tub, and it's not just warm and cozy anymore. I mean, the water is boiling all around us.
It is. It's that's right. The water's just starting to boil, and it's going to be, at some point, it's going to be absolutely too late to jump out. It may be now for many people. Those who have already gotten hammered by losing their presence on social media and losing their presence on YouTube and getting cut off financially from raising any funds and so on, they're out of the game. They're simply out of the game. They're sitting there licking their wounds wondering, what happened? I never saw that coming.
Exactly.
And there'll be a lot more like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's only going to get worse, and you and I have been talking about this. I mean, this issue, I'm still stunned. My head's spinning on neuropolitics, and like we should be surprised. We've seen this down the road. We've seen this coming as we've relinquished our privacy for the sake of convenience. I mean, as you say, data is power, and what we have given to these tech giants, we just handed over the keys to our very brains to them, have we not?
That's right. Well, actually, we didn't hand over the keys. They just snuck in and kind of opened the door, and we didn't even see they're opening the door because we were looking at Russia, we're looking at Mueller, we're looking at Trump, we're looking at whatever. And, while we're fighting all these other meaningless battles on the right hand, the left hand has slipped in, opened the door to our brain. And, they're manipulating us like crazy. And people don't really see that. They don't recognize it. This is what needs to be seen by the American people if we're ever going to do anything about it, Bill. You have to see the problem, and you have to see the enemy before you're able to defeat it.
And as you mentioned earlier, it's a false premise to think that we can rely on the government to answer the problem for us. I mean, let's go back to what Ronald Reagan had to say. And very clearly he said, look, the problem is government. They're not the solution. They are the problem because there is a certain trajectory and a paradigm that the government operates from. And it is counter the interests of the people. This is why our founding fathers designed the Constitution the way that they did, by making it a government of, for, and by we the people. But if we check out, the elites are happy to take over, and here we are.
That's right. And, we've heard for a long time that politics makes strange bedfellows. and it often does. In this case, the technocrats at big tech are really not friends of government. They use each other, mercilessly, I might add. They use each other for their own benefit. But the technocrats look at the politicians as their useful idiots.
Yes.
There's going to come a day when the technocrats come out on top. If they do, they're going to throw our politicians under the bus and our political system under the bus as well. Most politicians have no clue that they're being manipulated themselves, and that they will be the first targets of destruction if the technocrats get the upper hand.
And it's not like this is a new pattern, is it, Patrick? I mean, this is history repeating itself in some form.
History repeating
fashion.
Itself. They tried this. The technocrats tried this back in the 1930s, Bill. And when FDR came into office, there was actually a book published by a leading technocrat at the time that begged FDR to declare himself dictator so that he could implement technocracy summarily. And they suggested that he just dismiss Congress altogether, send them all home, and appoint a hierarchy of scientists and engineers to run the entire nation. Excuse me? Well, FDR didn't take them up. I say with tongue in cheek, well, it's a good thing we got the New Deal, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, man. You hate to say something like that. But if we had had technocracy back then, if they had taken us up on it, I can't imagine the world we'd be living in today. It would be unimaginable.
But understand for a moment, I mean, contemplate the thinking of FDR. First of all, if you remember, he was quite the admirer of one Adolf Hitler. And
that's right.
For technocrats to even come to the president and present this idea had to suggest that he was at least open to it. So how close were we to that happening? So it wasn't as bad as something like what they had offered, but then we get the New Deal as an alternative, to your point.
That's right. And I will say that that Hitler rejected technocracy as a public thing early on, as did FDR, but... Mm-hmm. Both of them brought many technocrats into their administrations to run their system of government they wanted to create. And so it wasn't that Roosevelt hated technocrats or technocracy per se, but it was competition for him. And, you know, the big egos politicians have, they want to be top dog and get all the billing and stuff. So he kept his name on the thing, but he did bring many hardcore technocrats into his administration, as well as many policies that the technocrats have put forth into his administration. So this is part of the reason why we still have it today, while it's still making the rounds today, is that it never really left.
Right. Well, you see, and this is all part and parcel the way I see it, Patrick, and you can correct me if I'm not seeing this correctly, but I see this as part and parcel of the deep state, which transcends party. I mean, the parties, forget it. I mean, set those aside. This is about ideology, and the ideology to trump what our founding fathers had intended for this great American experiment. That's really what it comes down to. This isn't, you know, a Democrat or Republic thing. This is, you know, who's going to control America.
That's right. And you, as you know, I have traced this history back to the early 1970s with the founding of the Trilateral Commission by Zbigniew Brzezinski and David Rockefeller. These are the people who I can trace definitively through the last 45 years as being the ones who have resuscitated, revitalized, born again, whatever you want to call it, technocracy into the modern context here. These are the people that brought this garbage to us, and it started with Zbigniew Brzezinski when he was at Columbia University in the late 1960s, and that's where technocracy was in the 1930s, by the way, and he wrote a book called Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era. And I will continue to maintain that is the blueprint that the Trilateral Commission has followed from day one to bring the world to a new international economic system. It was technocracy back then. It's even more so technocracy today.
Well, you know, you and I have discussed this before, and let me ask you again. Are we at that tipping point?
I believe we are.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we are. I think we're right at it. And what happens in the next 12 months, I think, will probably determine the fate of our nation.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, Patrick, real quick, 10 seconds. Where can they go for more information? Be in touch with you.
Technocracy.news is a good place to start. Not .com, technocracy.news, and follow along the story.
There it is. Patrick Wood, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Patrick.
My pleasure, Bill. God bless you.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us veterans tip of the day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. To get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Not just a tweet. This time, President Trump releases a video on Twitter where he discusses several issues, including the murder of a 20-year-old Iowa college student, Molly Tibbetts, allegedly by an illegal immigrant. The president saying that murder shows the need for stricter immigration laws.
We need the wall. We need our immigration laws changed. We need our border laws changed. We need Republicans to do it because the Democrats aren't going to do it.
Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant suspects charged with first-degree murder. Tibbetts had gone missing in Brooklyn, Iowa over a month ago. Her body was found on Tuesday. Police in Paris now say an attacker with a knife killed two people and wounded one before he was shot and killed by police. ISIS says it's behind the attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? All across that stage. When the church wants to pray.
You know, it's kind of amazing, even still, after we pray, you know, we go, why did we do that earlier? And why are we so surprised as the results that come with prayer? I don't know, silly us, I guess, maybe this is why we're so often told to remember, you know, to do just that and to pray. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. How you doing? Bill Martinez here. Good to be with you. And this portion of the show being brought to you by my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among the millions of Americans who are confused and uncertain about their health care, well, we're happy to inform you there is a solution. Liberty HealthShare, they're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. That's right. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, all the chillins. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. I want to talk about, speaking of health, about, you know, what happens in the event of a stroke. Are you prepared to take immediate action in the event of a stroke? You know, stroke can happen to anyone at any time. Waiting to see if the symptoms go away is not an option, okay? That's the first thing. It was just an ordinary day for Melissa and her son, Tony. They were driving through town looking at new homes when Tony suddenly realized his mother was acting out of character. When he noticed her slurred speech and inability to move her right side, Tony knew something was seriously wrong. His swift action in getting medical attention helped save his mom's life. Now the pair want to share their experience and educate others that when it comes to stroke, it's okay to overreact. Hesitation and fear cost time. Stroke is serious, and suspicion is enough to take action. The sooner you notice the signs of stroke and call 911, the better the chance for treatment and recovery. With us right now, Melissa Berg, a stroke survivor who suffered an acute ischemic stroke. Tony, and Tony, I hope I'm not a bitch butchering your name. Palamidesi, Tony is Melissa's son, and Dr. Jennifer Rasmussen Winkler, a vascular neurologist, is with us. Welcome, gang, to Bill Martinez Live. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, Melissa, I laid out the story. Hopefully I did that right. Tell us what happened here.
So let me preface that I had just moved from across country, literally drove in a car, and you had it all correct except for I was not speaking at all. There was not slurred speech, but I was not speaking at all. And wow. I can't pinpoint any one symptom. I just felt off and out of sorts.
So uncharacteristic of your mom, Tony. She's not speaking, and you're kind of noticing some behaviors that just are not mom anymore, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, she is never silent. So I thought she was just dealing, like we said, she had just moved from California to Texas. So I thought, you know, wow. She's maybe reminiscing and a little sad. So that kind of threw that little loop in there. But shortly thereafter, I finally turned around and looked at her and noticed the right side was sagging, and her right side of her face was really just, she just looked super, super sad. And so I kind of started putting two and two together and realized the I didn't know the acronym back then, but FAST, which is face, arm, speech, and time. So normally I would have called 911, but luckily, we were out looking at homes, and a hospital was literally 5 minutes away. So we were able to get there quickly. My girlfriend made a phone call and got a nurse on the phone and got us all settled in. And I didn't realize really how bad her stroke was until we got to the hospital. And when I went around the car and went to get her out of the car, she wasn't able to move. So I had to bear hug her and put her down. And that's when we realized her entire right side was just shut down. So luckily, the nurses were able to get her in, and we got her in time, and she got medicine and really has nothing wrong to this day. So we're just very lucky.
Yeah, without a doubt. Dr. Winkler, explain to our audience how common strokes are and who is at risk.
Strokes are really common. 800,000 people per year in the United States suffer from ischemic stroke. This makes it a very frequent thing. It's leading cause of disability and in the top five leading reasons for death. People who are at risk are people who have diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, atrial fibrillation, and smokers. But actually, there are other reasons to have stroke, so they can occur in any person or person who's unaware that they have these other diseases.
When somebody is experiencing a stroke, I mean, we have heard that it is important to act with urgency, to not hesitate, call 911 at the first sign of a stroke, right?
Absolutely. In the process of a stroke, you lose 1.9 million brain cells per minute that stroke continues. So the sooner you get treatment, the sooner we're able to stop that process from continuing and allow the rest of the brain to recover. Again, 1.9 million neurons per minute are lost in this process.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Well, doctor, when you hear Tony's story, what do you say that he did right?
He recognized his mom wasn't herself, and he got her in as quickly as he could. She got treatment very fast, and for that, she's back to her old self again. And that's the whole goal and point in treating stroke, is to not only save lives, but save people's enjoyment of their lives and ability to be who they are.
So when you talk about losing, you know, so many billion brain cells per minute, by getting medical attention, are you telling me you're able to reverse the loss of brain cells?
We typically stop the progression of loss of brain cells. In some cases, we are soon enough that we can revert it to where there is no permanent damage done to the brain. And that's, again, why time is so important in this process.
So you would say it's okay for people to, in some cases, overreact, because sometimes the observing party just said, well, okay, maybe I'm overreacting. Even the person going through the stroke, they're so disoriented, they may think that it's not that big a deal, right?
Absolutely. This is the one time where it's really appropriate to overreact. And when your loved one says, oh, I think it's okay, I'm going to take a nap, you should say, no, this looks like a stroke. You need to know the signs and symptoms of stroke. And there are 10 of them listed on signsofstroke.org, and I recommend everyone reviews it so you understand, because it can be more than just the face, arm, speech, time. It can be an inability to walk or leaning to one side as you walk, a change or loss in vision, a loss of sensation to half your body. There are other symptoms as well, and all of these symptoms we can treat.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, what do you hope people can learn from your story?
Don't assume that nothing's really wrong. If you feel off, it's better to err, on caution than to ignore. If I had ignored and we had been home and I'd taken a nap, I might not be here today, or I might be severely disabled. So, go to the hospital. Call 911. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with looking foolish.
No. Probably more grateful, considering the move from California. You drive cross-country just about, halfway there, and that drive, just even getting through, a good portion of Texas is tough enough as it is. So thank God, in retrospect, that you were there where you needed to be, next to your son. Tony, what about you? What's your advice?
Pretty much just the same thing my mom said, but if you think something's off with someone, I delayed a little bit, so sorry, Mom, you lost about 10 million brain cells because I was 5 minutes a little late, but yeah. I didn't want to believe that something was wrong, and so, I was trying to kind of reason with her. If you think something's wrong, just go ahead and go to the hospital, dial 911, and you're like we all said, it's better to err on the side of caution like we're saying here, my mom's totally functional, and
exactly.
It's because of the time, so.
Thank God. Yeah, go with your instinct, without a doubt. Dr. Winkler, where can they go to learn more about strokes?
Signsofstroke.org.
Well, there you have it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the story. Our audience does it well. Tony, Melissa, Dr. Winkler, thank you. And be safe, and check out the website and be informed, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, you know what this means. Yes, it's time for the Movie Guy, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Soon, you're going to be listening to the movie guy, Steve Evans. Steve-O, how you doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. So are those crazy rich...
Crazy rich Asians, huh? Number one.
Yeah, right. It made about 35 over the weekend. Of course, it opened up on Wednesday. Made about $5 million Wednesday night. And they are already working on a sequel. So good for them.
Mm-hmm. They're so crazy, they didn't even open up on the right day, huh?
I guess not. But they got a running start at the weekend. And it
good
all
for them.
Worked out well. Meg was number two. That made about, it's made about $85 million so far. Mile 22 was number three. Mission Impossible Fallout still in there. That was number four. And the new dog movie last weekend was Alpha. That was number five. We have another dog movie with an interesting twist coming out this weekend. We'll talk about that in a moment. On the other hand, we had a movie called Millionaire Boys Club, starring Kevin Spacey. And this movie made about $618 over the entire weekend.
Funny you should say that, because when I first saw that number, I go, well, first of all, we had talked about it and said this thing's at risk because of, you know, the headliner in the movie.
Yeah.
And sure enough, because I said, no, really, there's got to be an error. You know, it's like one of those deals where you just kind of tap the screen to say, okay, did something get hung up here?
Well, there was only on about 11 screens, but if you do the math, that works out to, if you do today's ticket prices, roughly about six people per screen on average over the
barely covers
weekend.
The cost of a box of popcorn here.
They probably stumbled in thinking they were going to see something else. You know, and 17% of the critics recommended that movie, and even they didn't show up.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like maybe all 17 of those showed up only.
Maybe, I don't know. I would say that Kevin Spacey's career is over.
Yeah.
I happened to see a movie called Puzzle, small film. If you get a chance, see it. It's about this housewife really kind of coming into her own. Very, very slow-moving, small movie, but it really is a terrific film.
Hey, they outdid Spacey, right? I mean, because... they only had 108 theaters.
Far, but right.
Well, you know,
it is one to see if you get a chance. Probably not in the theater. Wait till it comes to video. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're nearing the end of the blockbuster season, and this we're going to see from now until Labor Day. I think some interesting titles come out. One,
this is clear. Are we in clear the shelf time? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think that's what's happening.
Okay.
We have
all
a movie called The Happy Time Murders, which is interesting because it has a great cast. Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Banks, Maya Rudolph. 25% are recommending, but this one evidently just went off the rails. It's directed by Brian Henson, who's the son of Jim Henson, which is kind of an interesting sidelight here. It's a puppet movie. When a puppet cast of an 80s children's TV show, when they begin to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet takes on the case. Here's the idea. This is a filthy comedy set in the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles where puppets and humans coexist. Two clashing detectives with a shared secret, one is human, Melissa McCarthy, and one puppet, they're forced to work together again to solve the brutal murders of the former cast of a beloved classic puppet television show. Okay, like I say, it's got a great cast, only 25% recommending. This one is getting just terrible reviews. This is one critic saying it's a cliche-ridden, laughless bore, and another critic saying it's a one-joke movie minus one joke. I don't know. It'll be probably number two this weekend because Melissa McCarthy can sell tickets, but I think the people that do show up may be disappointed. There you go.
There you go.
We're talking about the dog movie, right? We have another dog movie out this weekend. This one with an interesting twist. It's called Axel. I believe that's how they're pronouncing it. It's A-X-L. Not reviewed for the critics. But this is a top secret robotic dog created by the military to help protect tomorrow's soldiers. It's codenamed Axel. It stands for Attack, Exploration, and Logistics. This thing embodies the most advanced next-generation artificial intelligence. After an experiment goes wrong, Axel is discovered hiding alone in the desert by a kind-hearted outsider by the name of Miles. This guy's out in the desert, stumbles across this robotic dog, and he finds a way to connect with him after activating his owner-pairing technology. Together, the two develop a special friendship based on trust, loyalty, compassion, helping Miles gain the confidence he's been lacking. Axel will go to any length to protect his new companion, including facing off against the scientists who created him, and will do anything to get him back. That's the setup here. It's not reviewed by the critics yet, but it is PG. So, I mean, if you're looking for the family, this might be it. Might want to check out the trailer.
I like the idea, owner-pairing technology, huh?
Right. This is a boy and his mechanical dog.
Yes.
The story.
Yeah, my Bluetooth dog. Yes, this is great.
Yeah, about time of the future. Okay, we have another movie called Searching, which is getting great reviews. It's a rather grim topic, though. We have this character by the name of David Kim, played by John Cho. His 16-year-old daughter goes missing, and a local investigation is opened up, and a detective is assigned to the case. But 37 hours later, without a single lead, David decides to search the one place no one has looked yet, where all the secrets are kept today, of course, his daughter's laptop. And in this hyper-modern thriller, according to the press release, told via the technology devices we use every day to communicate, David must face and trace his daughter's digital footprints before she disappears forever. So that's what's going on here. What I like about this movie is the idea that they're using the technology devices we use every day to communicate and put this movie together. So Searching, out this weekend, 88% recommending. Do you remember back in, way back there in 1973, a movie called Papillon?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Memories.
I thought, it was a big movie back then. As I remember, I saw it in the theater, and it was slow-moving, and I don't think it has picked up any steam over the years in the remake here, which is out this weekend. Papillon, this is based on the international best-selling autobiographic book Papillon and Manco. It follows the epic story of Henri Charrier, a safecracker from the my French. I'm not sure about that.
Okay, well, I'm with you.
Safecracker from the Parisian underworld who is framed for murder and condemned to life in the notorious penal colony on Devil's Island. He's determined to regain his freedom. Papillon forms an unlikely alliance with a quirky, convicted counterfeiter by the name of Louis Dega, in this movie played by Rami Malek, and in exchange for protection, agrees to finance Papillon's escape. The original starred Steve McQueen and Dustin Hoffman years ago. This one is starring Charlie Hunnam and Rami Malek. Getting pretty good reviews, 57% recommending, but as I was saying, it is a slow-moving sort of a movie. One critic saying it's a slow-moving prison drama have you dreaming of escape. Not exactly the review they were hoping for. Happy Owen out there. And it's set in French Guiana, so it's going to be a beautiful movie to look at, but kind of a slow-moving, depressing topic.
Yes.
How about support the girls, huh?
Hey, maybe we can speed it up a little bit.
This is a movie about Lisa Conroy. She is the last person you'd expect to find in this highway side bar called, well, it's a sports bar with curves, they say. But as the general manager of Double Whammies, yep, that's the name of this place, she's come to love the place and its customers. An incurable den mother, she nurtures and protects her girls fiercely. But over the course of one day, her optimism is battered from every direction. Double Whammies sells a big, weird American fantasy, but what happens when reality pokes a bunch of holes in it? Support the Girls, starring Regina Hall. We also have Zoe Graham in this one. 88%. Critics like it. 88% recommending this one. A smaller movie here called Bookshop, which I think I'm going to try to see this weekend because I'm heading off to jolly old England next month. So we're going to go over there for a while, and this looks like a movie which would be a nice warm-up. It's called The Bookshop. It's set in England in 1959, and we have this free-spirited widow by the name of Florence Green, played in the movie by Emily Mortimer, I should say. She risks everything to open a bookshop in the conservative East Anglican coastal town where they haven't had a bookshop for a while. She's bringing some surprising cultural awakenings through the works of people like Ray Bradbury, and she earns the polite but ruthless opposition of a local grand dame played by Patricia Clarkson. And also, of course, the support and affection of a reclusive book-loving widower played by the great Bill Nighy. As Florence's obstacles amass and bear suspicious signs of a local power struggle, she is forced to ask, is this a place for a bookshop in a town? Is there a place, I guess I should say, is there a place for a bookshop in a town that may not want one? It's based on an acclaimed novel, and it's called The Bookshop, out this weekend, 56% recommending that one. We have a movie here about John McEnroe. Remember back in the day, huh?
Oh, yes, exactly.
This is kind of an interesting film because it is about the French Open in 1984 when John McEnroe was at the top of his game. And I think at one point he won something like 82 of 85 matches. I mean, he was just an amazing athlete, but a bit of a tennis brat, as we all remember. And this is called John McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection. And it revisits this time with 16-millimeter footage of the tennis star at the time when he was at the top of his game and competing at the French Open in Paris with Yvonne Lindell at the time. And what this is a movie not only about McEnroe, but also about tennis in general and also about the coverage of tennis via film and how all these three things combine and intersect with cinema itself. 83% are recommending. If you're into tennis, and if you're into cinema, as they say, John McEnroe in the Realm of Perfection may be for you this weekend.
So Steve, we're going to be checking out Beautifully Broken. We've interviewed Michael W. Smith, who does a little cameo appearance as a pastor. A great story here as you write A Refugee's Escape, A Prisoner's Promise, and A Daughter's Painful Secret coverage in this inspiring real-life story of hope, Beautifully Broken. And people of faith are going to come out in big numbers to watch this that opens up, tomorrow, as a matter of fact. So that's going to be awesome. Great. Well, Steve, the movie guy. Yeah, you got it. We'll see you at the theater.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Healthcare reform.